Okay, welcome back here to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Adelos.
Has been is still here.
And still here. We've had a wonderful, wonderful morning with the authors of I Do, Memoirs of Marriage, which was really tremendous, with Dr. Giselle Wolf-Klein and Barbara Vogel. And Barbara's a social worker at Norcher LIJ, both in the geriatric division. And, of course, Wayne Wink, Town of North Hempstead's town clerk, who, it's amazing, every time you have somebody on the show, you learn something else that you didn't know they did, or, you know, was under their the auspices of their authority, however it says. But no matter who comes on this show in the first two segments, it's a terrible thing to say for past guests, they pale in comparison to the Christina Lu show.
That's true.
And if we had an applause thing, it'd be going on right now.
So I'm gonna get an applause track.
That's what we have to get next.
Worldwide attention.
Christina, what's going on around town?
Nothing. No, I mean, I was really enjoying today's show. I said I always love when it works out that the two guests are completely unrelated, but somehow they mesh together.
I thought you did that on purpose.
Yeah, see, it's just so ingrained. I think we're coming up on our 4-year anniversary that, you know, now I just, you know, do these things. But I just loved how they tied together. And it was a very lovey show today. It was all about, like, love and marriage and happy things.
So. And carriage.
Yeah. And I was going to...
Oh, here goes the karaoke.
Music, no. Yes. But no, it was really a great little segment. And the town, of course, has been jam-packed. Last week, Monday, they had, at Funday Monday, was the salute to the veterans, and over 1,000 veterans showed up at this event, which I thought was amazing.
It was mobbed.
It was really, you know, and they actually were able to get different, the different ID cards, which was great. And what I also thought was great is that Supervisor Bosworth and the town's Veterans Advisory Committee, they've partnered with the Northport Veterans Affairs Medical Center, and they gave a lot of those healthcare cards to veterans. And what the town also did, which I see Otto actually has as I turn my head, they sent out a mailer regarding all the different veteran services to all town residents, which I thought was amazing. And I see Otto looking at it now. There was about the Veterans Breakfast that's going to be in October. Just a really important phone numbers to call. And I think, you know, we've had the fortune of doing our veterans oral history on the show. And there's so many services that are available to vets out there that you just might not know about. So going to these things or calling 311, they're able to direct you and let you know what you might be entitled for and covered. I know, wasn't there something with a hearing aid that you...
That's a question, yeah. Frankly, that is a live question for me.
Oh.
I'm trying to find out if I actually would be covered
for
hearing aids.
They do cover hearing aids,
right? There are people,
right,
who do get covered for hearing aids, and you are talking about a substantial amount of money that can be saved. Hearing aids is a whole other subject that a lot of seniors kind of refuse to believe that they need, but there are lots of seniors around that need hearing aids.
Yeah. What's the question?
The question is, there are different, depending on when you were in the service, you get a different priority rating.
Okay.
And I'm a priority 8, I think it is. And I'm not sure where that stacks up.
I got you. Okay.
As far as certain things. And if I were, what would I have to do? You know, where do I have to go and so on? So there's a lot of questions to be answered. And I will be exploring those questions as a result of this information.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. Yeah, you know, and I know, I mean, like I said, the different veterans we've had on have been involved with different organizations, and I know that there's even transportation that they provide. So there's a lot out there, and I think, you know, if you call 311, we'll be able to, you know, put you in the right direction of who to talk to for all those things. So, and also, just a little plug for our radio, if there's any veterans out there listening, we do the Veterans Oral History Project that's archived here on campus at LIU Post, and we also put it on our website. We've done, I think, close to like 50 or so now. I mean, it's
have really, you really that many?
Yeah, I have to look at the list, you know. But I mean, it's anyone, combat, non-combat, you know, new veterans, older veterans, and it's. I mean, those are my favorite segments because I think it's such an important piece to, you know, our freedom here, and you know, just to hear the stories of what has gone on where it led them in life.
Right.
I think is, you know, my favorite part of it.
You know, if you were fortunate enough not to have been in a war. But you still gave away a year and a half, of 2 years, or 4 years of your life.
Right.
You didn't give it away. You donated it, if you will.
Exactly.
Right, right.
For the security of the country. You should think about coming on and talking about your experience.
Yeah, it is, and it's a very friendly environment. You get a copy you can give to all your family and friends.
Actually,
and
I have somebody who's come to the Great Nick Senior Center and gave a talk. He's a veteran. He just retired. He's a reporter for Newsday. And basically, he starts off his conversation with almost an apology, because he says, I don't think I ever took a gun out of my pocket. I mean, he says, I did. He was a reporter. He did the Stars and Stripes.
But I think that's
the war. He says he was still there for his 2 years.
We've
and went to
interviewed,
a couple of places.
And that's what I think is great, too, because, I mean, that's what I think, you know, because everyone thinks, oh, you know, combat
war.
But, I mean, we interviewed someone who actually was an editor in the news, and then we had someone who was a chef who actually cooked.
Okay, okay.
You know, so there's all these different jobs that go on in this, and, you know, just hearing the different perspectives are just, it's amazing, and it's a pleasure, and it's our, you know, duty
and
to capture these
stories. And each piece is
important. You know,
it's a whole function.
I admit I don't remember his name, but the man who's in charge here at LIU Post for the Veterans Affairs, he was really good, and I remember, unfortunately, because I'm a senior, a lot of not to remember, but I don't remember his name at this moment in time. It'll come to me,
yes.
But probably on the ride home.
Right.
But, thing, you know,
but anyhow,
lot,
the
yeah.
point being that he made a point of saying what we just talked about, that even though you weren't in combat, you did
absolutely
devote 2 years or whatever years or whatever
right.
period
mm-hmm.
of time of your life
right.
to helping save the freedoms that we enjoy in this country.
Yeah, and there was someone, too, that had red coding. I mean, it was like, it would just blow your mind, all the different things, you know, and responsibilities
and,
that
And you look at the news now, and you see all these people running from one country to another, and you realize how fortunate we are that we don't have to do that.
Yeah, no, it's very true, but I just want to, you know, everyone, if you're interested, please call 311. If you know a veteran or, you know, if you want some material to give to your groups about it, you can call 311 and we'll, you know, give you anything that you need. Actually, another positive thing that we did, and I had the pleasure of, you know, representing our department and going to, we did an intergenerational garden at the Yes We Can Community Center on Wednesday we did it. And it was so great because we had a bunch of seniors, a bunch of young kids, and there was some dead space at the Yes We Can Community Center outside. So Sustainable Long Island received a grant where they were able to get money to create these boxes to grow vegetables, different vegetables. So it was a nice little project. They approached the town, so all the different departments, you know, with parks.
This is around the building?
This is on the side of the building, yep.
On the side of the building?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's where the parking lot is. So if you go there, it was, you know, it was blank, you know, a big empty space. So there's about, I think there's five boxes now. And, you know, they were put together, and there was a whole workshop done that taught you how to do it. And it was really an amazing day to see all the seniors and the kids working on this together, and it's going to be a project that's going to go on, you know, attending to it. And,
right.
You know, I mean, all different things were planted. There was lettuces, you know, planted, onions planted.
How
so
did that start, that idea? Who?
Well, it actually, Sustainable, we've been talking about it in the town for a while, trying to do this.
Yeah.
And then Sustainable Long Island, a nonprofit, they received a grant. Hmm. So they came and approached the town and said, you know, we want to do this. And, you know, they had all the money, you know, to fund this project, so it was just great. So we just had to get the kids, and it's great. It's after school, you know, these children will be at the community center, and they're able to do this, and, you know, the seniors are there, and it was just really a nice moment to see them, you know, work together. And I even had to get my hands dirty, you know, I had to put those gloves on, and I think my husband would be proud of me.
I was just going to say, Jay would be proud.
He was. I was going to call him a little bit and make sure I was doing things correctly, but it was fun. So, you know, and I think as we see things grow, we are talking about what to do, maybe do some kind of dinner, you know, all together, or, you know, the town has a farmer's market in Westbury that they do, and perhaps we could have our own little thing. So it was just nice keeping everything in the community, and it's going to be an ongoing project. So if anyone's interested, you know, in help tending to the vegetable garden, they can
call. Would it
be
a project that could expand to other locations? Like,
well, that's what they're
like
saying.
Like Clinton Martin
well, that's
Park
what,
has enough room that you probably could find a patch there.
Well, they're definitely trying to, you know, increase to get funding. And I actually talked to them. I said, you should come on our radio program. You know, we'll promote how, because, I mean, they do all kinds of amazing initiatives out there. So
I'm sure you got that one big chunk of grass when you come out of the parking lot and you walk into the building
right.
to your right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just really, yeah. And I think, you know, so they're definitely, they had mentioned, you know, doing that around the town. So it was just a fun thing. You know, the supervisor was there and she was right in there, you know, planting too. And Councilwoman Viviana Russell, who's the councilwoman for that district, was there too. And it was just, it was nice. So we're excited to see everything grow. It was just important. It was just nice to see, you know, the young children mixed with the seniors, you know, working together.
How old were the children roughly?
Varied. There was a little boy who was our all-star. He was about... He must have been about 9, and then it was as old as, you know, 15. So it was a big age bracket of people. And they were into it, and it was exciting for them to, you know, learn. And they were all, it was just, it was like you couldn't have picked a better group of people. It was everyone there was just really engaged. So it was just
a great
experience. And they're also going to be doing at the Yes We Can at Bunky Reed, Park in Newcastle on Saturday. The supervisor is partnering with Councilwoman Viviana Russell and County Legislator Celia Benoit for the annual backpack giveaway. That's going to begin at 9:30 a.m. And it's just another you know positive thing you know to give back in the community because you know as school comes up. You know, I know everyone's got a list of school supplies. Okay. I mean, I remember the endless list. So this way, you know, you'll get a backpack with some school supplies. And it's actually going to be sponsored by the Nassau County Police Benevolence Association. So that's just another positive little event. So, you know, you can let your grandkids know. And I also want to urge everyone, you know, we've been talking about this every week, but our conference is coming up, our third annual Aging in Place in Suburbia conference. And this year's theme is Living Better Today, Planning for Tomorrow. We're getting tons and tons of RSVPs already, and it's unfortunately it is limited. So we urge everyone to call 311 and register as soon as possible because we're filling up.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take our break and then we're going to come back and continue on that. It's amazing. Otto, when we're with Christina Liu on the show, it just flies.
Time flies.
You've been listening to Project Independence in You on 88.1 FM WCWP. We'll be right back.